On January 1st, 2010, I watched the Sugar Bowl with my family, and I watched the final college football game for Florida quarterback Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow finished up his college career with a Heisman Trophy, two national championships, and countless other awards and records. With that said, this is not what is most impressive about Tim. Tebow is a follower of Jesus Christ, and he has professed Christ throughout his tenure at the University of Florida, and in his final game, this is the verse he displayed on his eye black for all of the world to see. Ephesians 2:8-10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. Not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. For a young man that has accomplished so much in the world, that is a very important verse. Salvation is a gift. Faith is a gift. It has nothing to do with what we do, how many awards we have won, how much we have helped the poor. None of that can bring salvation. Verse 10 completes it by explaining that while our good works does nothing for salvation, good works will be produced in us by God, and is evidence of being a child of God. It is evidence of being saved. I have been watching Tim Tebow closely for 4 years, and I will tell you that I am suspect about just about anything or anyone that claims Christ as their Savior. There are so many wolves walking around us, we must be vigilant in what we associate with and identify with. And I am especially suspect when it comes to athletes and their professions of faith. I have watched too many times an athlete act like a complete fool, absorbed in the world, and the minute something goes their way, well, then they acknowledge God, only to turn around the very next day and just do something completely silly. Now, I can't judge anyone's heart, but the last thing I want the world to see, the unbelievers in the world to see, is another professing Christian falling into public sin. Now, I'm just not picking on athletes. I have many friends and associates that use God like their personal butler, calling on Him when they have a need and only acknowledging Him when everything in their life is just perfect. Thus is the life in America today, a country that claims to know God, aligns with God, and a country with rampant abortion, pornography, crime, and excesses. It really is all very confusing, especially to unbelievers. So when I became aware of Florida quarterback Tim Tebow 4 years ago and his outward profession of faith in Christ, yes, I was suspect. I had seen it before only to be disappointed. But I followed him very closely during his college career and even saw him play once in person. While Tim has no doubt made mistakes and he, of course, battles sin like the rest of us, considering the high-profile stage he has been on, his outward display of faith in Christ should be applauded. In fact, it really should be a model for us all. Let's not think it's been easy for Tim to place Christ in front like he has. On the surface, we may want to say that it's been easy, but to the contrary, I believe it would have been much easier for Tim to be silent about Christ. Is it ever difficult for you to discuss Christ in your workplace, or raise Him up high to your friends that just told a dirty joke, or praise Christ when you won maybe the Employee of the Month award? See, if you're like me, yes, it's sometimes difficult to display Christ in public like this. Well, Tim Tebow not only displays Christ publicly, but he's doing it with millions watching. And I'm always intrigued by what others say about him. I've been extremely disappointed in professing Christians when they display disgust at Tim's display of Christianity. Yes, believe it or not, even in the Bible Belt where I reside, and all over the country, I continue to hear negative comments about Tim Tebow. And most of it has to do with his display of Christianity and the varied myriad of jokes that go along with that, along with his good deeds that he has done. Now, this is often because their team maybe has been beaten by his team. But nevertheless, it's disheartening to hear the so-called Christians talk so negatively about a young man that has really seemingly done nothing wrong to warrant it, except to profess Christ and play football very well. Professing Christians are not the only ones that have something negative to say about Tim. And at some point, you have to ask yourself, is there more to this? Well, I believe there is. And in an article, USA Today has likely exposed the reason for much of the disgust for Tim Tebow. Tom Krettenmaker authored an article titled, "And I'd Like to Think God Almighty." The article was an overall look at the increase of athletes promoting the Christian message in the media while playing sports. Now, on the surface, the article is seemingly harmless information piece discussing the interesting topic, but when you dig into it, it really is much more. You see, the author asserts that the kind of religion that Tim Tebow promotes is intolerant and out of sync with the majority of other professing Christians. Quote from the article, "But Jesus' representatives in sports aren't just practicing faith. They are also leveraging sports popularity to promote a message and doctrine that are out of sync with the diverse communities that support franchises," end quote. Well, you may ask yourself, what kind of Christianity does Tim Tebow promote? Well, my friends, I hope he's promoting the same Christianity that you believe in. Tim Tebow works with his father's missionary association that does much of their work in the Philippines. And the Bob Tebow Evangelistic Association stands for Christ and Christ alone. This is the problem the author has. And I believe this is the problem that so-called Christians may have with Tebow and anyone else that may claim this essential truth. Remember John 14:6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." You see, this Christianity that Tim Tebow promotes, this Christianity that I will raise high, is exclusive. There is no other way. The author of this report cites a recent Pew study that stated that 65% of American Christians believe there are more than one way to have eternal life. Thus, the majority of American Christians have a, quote, "more generous conception of salvation," end quote. This is troubling. The author may think he's onto something here, but there is a deep-seated problem with his logic. Those 65% of American Christians are likely not Christian at all. Anyone that doesn't know the gospel of Jesus Christ, how can they be saved by the gospel of Jesus Christ? And the gospel of Jesus Christ is exclusive. There is no other way. How is anyone saved by a gospel that I do not even know? That's not the gospel. The gospel, as the Tebow family raises high, is exclusive. There is no other way other than Jesus Christ. Jesus is not so much the problem when he is mentioned as a way, but change one word and you can expect everything around you to break loose. The world, and USA Today, I may add, will gladly accept Jesus as a way, but as soon as he is the way, everything changes. Luke 14:27. "Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." John 15:18. "If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you." Bob and Tim Tebow understand this. My son looks up to Tim Tebow, and he notices this outward display of his faith in Christ. I want nothing more than for my son to believe and trust in Christ alone for salvation, and then spend the rest of his life displaying that every day, no matter what anyone would say about him.